My little brother Gavin was killed in a car crash in Knox County.
But Gavin was not known to wear a seatbelt. And the truck rolled 3 times. And when it flipped, he was ejected from the vehicle. At approximately 12:02, he didn't make it.
Imagine leaving life at the age of 27. It's not fair that I don't have my brother anymore. If you care about the people around you, tell your loved ones to put their seatbelts on. You can learn more about Gavin at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Segment brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
The thing, everybody wants to project the ulterior universe. I mean, it is what it is. The reality is we did win. And so I would never know how I would feel or how I would react otherwise. I'm very pleased with the outcome, quite frankly. And how's our life changed? I mean, my goodness, everywhere I go, everywhere we go, not just me. The players, front office, our fans stand taller. Our fans, when you go to a gravesite with a drink to sit with a deceased relative because you're that pleased or happy or joyful about what just occurred, that doesn't happen every day. We made some mistakes uncharacteristically, but it's the 7th game. A lot of guys are fatigued at this point. 162 plus the playoffs, plus your spring training. There's a ton of emotion being expended out there on a night like that. So, yeah, you look and you break it down. It had some moments that were not so cool, but there was so much great baseball that was played that night by two really wonderful teams. And eventually, you know, we had one more point when the last out was made. But I think it's going to stand the test of time as you, over the course of the years, go back and try to reevaluate the best game sevens ever played. I have to believe ours has to be near the top.
Radio 670 The Score. That's Joe Madden, and he was on Cameo last night with one Bob Costas talking about it. They played Game 7 of the World Series on ESPN, and then they had a chat about it for charity. And it's great. I mean, it's great to hear Joe. It was, as we discussed earlier, David, a bit wistful, the idea that we were looking at the Cubs and where they were and what could have been and where they are now and what hopefully will be, but nonetheless significantly different.
Always great to hear Joe Madden. I love the fact that he showed up for the Cameo appearance wearing a mask to make a statement. I thought that was terrific. That is Joe thinking beyond the baseball field, always trying to send a message, the right one. And I loved hearing what he had to say. He was correct in a lot of what he had to say. I mean, I think that obviously it was life-changing, and the biggest mistake he made was sticking with Chapman in Game 6 to getting probably adding to the fatigue and adding every pitch. And that postseason, he was working him, you know, time after time, game after game, and you didn't need him to waste any pitches. And there was a sense that he did in Game 6, so he was a little bit more spent in Game 7, the one that everybody kind of goes back to. But watching that last night was fun. I liked the way they incorporated the players into the broadcast. Seeing Kyle Schwarber there in the 10th inning was fun, just kind of showing up saying, you know, and then just describing the rain delay speech. And, yeah, wistful is the right word because it seems like it was a long time ago. It seems like it was a different era almost, and here we are. Same core with the Cubs, and you wonder, you want them to get back on the field this year, but you wonder, is that going to be the only one? Is that going to be the only World Series that they win that with that group?
Is it the same core? It just seems like so many guys are gone, you know? I mean, it was, first of all, it was very curious to hear Joe talk about the error that he would want to change. The mistake he made was in Game 6, not in Game 7. And I don't know. I might have preferred when Joe gave his little speech in St. Louis and told everyone to go sit in the other dugout and he kicked their rear end. I kind of like that more than kind of this. I don't know. I like a certain amount of defiance to this stuff.
Well, when you look at the core, Rizzo, Bryant, Baez, Hendricks, Lester, you know, Contreras, those are the guys that are still there. I mean, you're missing, obviously, Arrieta. He's not here, and his absence, you know, has been significant. But I think when you look at the guys they still have, if this core doesn't win another World Series, we'll look back at it, as we've discussed in the past, kind of like with the 85 Bears, like, feel like, yeah, that was great, but why didn't they do it again? And what prevented them from doing it again? And what got in the way? Because you expected a lot more when you had such a young team in Cleveland that night celebrating. You thought it was the beginning of several, if not, you know, another. And if it is the singular one, then there's going to be a sense of regret that's attached with all this nostalgia.
You know, Dexter Fowler was the straw that stirred the drink. The guy Dustin called the MVP of that team, not the league MVP. He separates an MVP for a team to the league MVP, who, of course, was playing third base. Don't ask. So you got that bizarre thing. I mean, I the shortstop, he had a home run in Game 6 that was so important, and you look at what happened to his career, and he just kind of, I don't know. It's just, it's difficult. I mean, Jake Arrieta was as big a part of the Cubs coming up to that point in their history than anyone. I mean, he was unbelievable for a couple of years there.
Well, Arrieta and Chapman, I mean, those two guys that year were as vital to that pitching staff as any two pitchers could be to a championship team. There's no doubt about that. So I understand the point being those two guys aren't there, so how could you say it's the same core? I guess to positional players, it is the same core, but the pitching staff certainly, you know, you never replaced Chapman, really. I mean, Wade Davis the next year, certainly, but in the context of last season and this season, boy, you have missed a consistent closer. And that's the understatement of the year when it comes to the Cubs. And certainly Arrieta, his presence, just his what he offered, nobody could have expected. And then you got to the point where you were just in awe of him in the way that he did his job, the way he went about it, and the impact that had on others. And, yeah, those are the two guys that when you talk about pitching that season, as good as Hendricks and Lester were, boy, they were the difference makers.
And, of course, Rossi, a big part of that team, you know, earning almost, I don't know, what would you call it, some sort of mythical status, despite being a backup catcher. And you look at him now as manager, and it's just kind of, I mean, I understand why they wanted to bring him in. They felt that they needed more discipline, and they felt that they needed a stronger hand, and they needed more leadership, and I just am very curious. I want to get to the baseball season to see how that works as much as anything else. I'm very curious to see how he works as a manager, and unfortunately, we haven't been able to really see a lot of it.
I love how they had Rossi mic'd up for Game 7, and he hits a home run, and Joe Buck goes to, we have David Ross mic'd up as he rounds the bases after his home run. Let's take a listen. And there's nothing that's said. He says nothing. And then he says, and you can hear his cleats hitting the dirt. I mean, he says nothing. Why did you go mic him up if he's not going to say anything? But, yeah, that was quite a moment. What a way to go out. And I would like to see what David Ross is like as a manager. Did I see somewhere that says he's been practicing still? He's been kind of working on, you know, watching games and evaluating how to do things. And I just, that's why
yeah.
there's so much. we want to see baseball. We want to break down.
He's been breaking down games. That's pretty extraordinary. He's like watched games and he's managing along with it mentally and where people are doing different things. I think it's interesting, but it also tells you that there isn't a lot of practical experience there, right? He's never really done this before, and he's kind of trying to learn on the fly in his own way and prepare as anybody would want to prepare for something they hadn't done before.
It also tells you he's fighting boredom like a lot of people are throughout this. Yeah, what
it's
else are you going to do?
Okay,
you
know? Yeah. Yeah,
watching the game.
Do I read
what
a book?
I do here?
Do I have this a TV series? I'll manage a game mentally.
Yeah, I just think that was funny to see. I don't know how many other managers are doing that. I mean, yeah, you want to get in debates over leadoff hitters and pitching moves and starting rotations instead of, you know, percentage of salaries, proration, and graduated income tax. You know, these are things that baseball, they suck the fun out of the sport when you're talking about finances, and that's why it's so critical to get this agreement in place, because the season can't fall apart because of finances, because millionaires can't agree with billionaires. That's what people will turn away from indefinitely. And I wonder, that's going to be the debate. If we can't get baseball on the field, how long will the impact hurt the sport? And I wonder about that. I don't want to have that conversation. I don't like that debate. I want baseball. I think we all do. We all want to see David Ross fill out a lineup card instead of practicing on his television set.
I thought it was so much fun to watch that thing and to kind of transport yourself back to Cleveland. And earlier in the week, or maybe over the weekend, I don't know what day it was, they all blend together, I listened to a podcast of Jed Hoyer talking about, it was very interesting. It was just Jed kind of talking about different baseball stuff and about obviously some of the ways they built the team, about his career and how he got to the point that he is at. But he said that after Game 7, they came back to Chicago, and the next day they just went out to Wrigley and they sat kind of hanging out in the bleachers. That all the brain trust, all the management people, and they were throwing a football around kind of on the field, but just sitting in the blitz. That's how they kind of celebrated the championship. And I thought to myself, like, that's incredibly cool that you could go back and just sit in the bleachers and have a drink and throw a football around or a baseball, whatever, and just
relax.
Sort of have a day in the park, literally.
Carefree.
In the park. Yeah.
In the park. Knowing what you just accomplished would stand forever. You broke the curse. You did all those things. And now you're just going to sit around and savor in that moment. Was that on a podcast?
Yeah, it was on a podcast. I
only listen to Finnish podcasts.
Tell that story again. You downloaded the, what's it called?
I was such a fool.
You're in Hell podcast?
I have it on my phone now. I downloaded it and tried to
figure out
what it was.
What's the name of it?
Okay, it's the
Living Hell podcast?
Heilu Cast.
Oh.
U-R-H-E-I-L-U Cast.
Cast. Yeah.
Your Hellcast.
Okay.
Your Hellcast.
You Hellcat, you.
And I did it because Lauri Markkanen talked about being a bull and not getting, 80 touches and having his touches cut in half, and it sounded very compelling to me. So I went about the trouble of downloading it, trying to listen to it.
In Norwegian.
And, yeah, it was very...
Finnish.
Finnish, whatever.
Never let it be said that David Haugh is not an international man of journalism.
I mean, I'm listening to it now. I'm like, come on. I want to hear him say, Boylan, or something, I didn't hear. It was 30 minutes of my life I can't get back now. And that was yesterday afternoon. So, anyway, I tried. I tried.
That is a very funny thing to have done. But I do think I find myself just searching for more information. I can understand, intonation, the way someone's speaking. If he refers to him as Boylan, then you got more than you'd have if he just said, Boylan. I mean, I get it, David. I understand intonation. I just don't know that you can finish that.
Any little bit helps.
I like it. All right.
Maybe I was a little bored, too.
You don't have a show to watch or a book to read either. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Means a lot to us. We really appreciate it. Thanks to our guy, Dustin Rhodes, our executive producer.
As we seek some return to normalcy.
Our guy, Kevin Zipak, just a wondrous human.
Bro, I'm risking my life.
If I get the Rona. And, of course, Ray. Bless you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
It's the flag.
David, have yourself an extraordinary day. Make this
have
the
a great
one.
Day, Mully. Mike Florio coming up with Dan Bernstein at 10. Enjoy it, everybody.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
This is Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, created in Chicago for Chicago. Mully and Haw, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Healthcare is very local. We know how it's actually being consumed in Illinois, in Chicago, in Evanston, in Springfield, in every single county. That deep knowledge helps us deliver greater value to all of our customers. My name is Steve Hammond, president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. We're deeply embedded in our communities and feel the obligation to continue to create new value and drive lower healthcare prices, greater access to coverage, and better health outcomes for all of our customers. We treat every interaction with our customer as something that is very deeply personal. And that's the major difference. We're not trying to get through that call to get another one. We want to engage with that member to find out exactly what issue we can help them resolve. We're a fabric of these communities. That's what sets us apart.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My little brother Gavin was killed in a car crash in Knox County.
But Gavin was not known to wear a seatbelt. And the truck rolled 3 times. And when it flipped, he was ejected from the vehicle.
At approximately 12:02, he didn't make it.
Imagine leaving life at the age of 27. It's not fair that I don't have my brother anymore. If you care about the people around you, tell your loved ones to put their seatbelts on. You can learn more about Gavin at lifeordeathillinois.com.
It all starts with just one thing. 3D printing is helping to reduce food waste, and it helps turn paste from otherwise wasted food items into delicious baked goods with intricate designs. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Dan Bernstein Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon. Dick Butkus on Doug Buffon.
If we would have won collectively as a team more games during his career, at least I'm positive that he would have been an All-Pro and would have played in the Pro Bowl, and I would even put Ed Obradovich in that category. They were that good. You know, and sometimes being recognized depends on how well your team does also. Green Bay, they had Leroy Caffey and Dave Robinson outside of Nitschke. And so they, as corners, you know, they would say, well, you know, you're going to put up Doug against them people. And deep down, I would say, what he accomplished for us, I would say yes. But you're taking in the account that, you know, these teams won a lot and often. You know, a lot of guys do not get recognized by that fact.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try
and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on radio.com.